R2Sense.
With Oscar.
Welcome back to R2Sense. We're doing it again here at Raxo Studios with your host, I, Oscar. Thank you for all your support. Please, please hit the subscribe button. It's free to you and it means everything to me. R2Sense, WOscar.com, R2Sense on all social media. Today, March 20th. We are here because we had nothing to say other than how worried we are about TikTok, how worried we are about our government infringing in our rights of freedom of expression, our freedom of saying whatever the fuck we want. The truth I'm talking about, not as far as we want, because we could be offensive if we wanted to. But we're not offensive, so we're not going to do that. But as of the beginning of fucking March 20th this week, it's gotten more crazier. All the shit that I talked back in the days, I feel like, Jesus Christ, I think this might be over. But then I heard a speech that says something along the lines, I'm going to paraphrase. It says, if you want war with the United States of America, I guaranteed you somebody else will be raising your children. That's what they said. That gave me motivation. That made my blood boil as an American that I am, Central American. But yes. That's where we're at today. So apparently at the end of last week, that's another one. God damn. So we'll see tomorrow. We'll find out tomorrow if a civil war begins, because according to Trump, that's when he wants people to go out in the street and protest all of it. Protest the fact that he's going to go to jail. They want people to do that. But I don't understand what's going on with that. Anyways, but that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about apparently this week they gave a warrant, an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin. That guy. Apparently he can't visit 123 countries. And it was my understanding that the Roman Empire didn't exist anymore. It was my understanding that the Roman Empire had gone away. But then, what was it? Was it Friday or Thursday? Yeah, Friday. Friday, we hear that the Roman consul of I don't know what the fuck issued an arrest warrant. For crimes against war, crimes against humanity, right? War crimes. And I thought we were done with the Roman times. But then I stop and think about, I remember seeing a video of somebody explaining that the Roman Empire never fell. The Roman Empire just basically changed names. But why are we still adhering to the Roman laws? Do we not have American laws that we adhere to? But that's the world. Is the world still fucking following what the Roman Empire did? Are we? Are we doing what the Greeks did? I don't know. I don't even know what we're doing. I don't even know what world we live in. Somehow, somewhere, the Roman Empire came back and said Vladimir Putin has to be put in jail for wars against crimes. Because he did not bring enough priests so they can take care of those children. That's what the Roman Empire did. And I'm pretty sure you are aware of what's going on that side of the planet. So that's cooking up even more as we go, because obviously he's not going to be happy that he has an arrest warrant. Could that bring consequences, or what kind of consequences? And then there's that. And then what was it in the, I don't know in the, what ocean, but over there in one of those oceans that's close to Russia, apparently there was a surveillance drone, an American surveillance drone, right? And at first, it was reported a Russian jet fighter took down an American drone. That was the news. Then Russia was like, nope, we didn't do shit. Then the U.S. came to like, with receipts. Here's the video. That's your fucking jet. That's our propeller that got fucked over by the fucking fuel you dropped on our jet. So therefore, you did it. And guess what the United States of America do? Well, they said, well, it's at the bottom of the ocean. Ain't nobody can retract that shit from over there. Just leave it over there. And if they get it, who cares? We have better shit. I bet you that's what they said. But anyways, they left it in the middle of the ocean. And apparently, Russia recovered it. So therefore, what that means is they now have technology that they can back engineer. And they're going to fuck us up with that fucking same shit that we did. But I feel like, look, I'm in no way, shape, or form a Trump aficionado. I'm in no way, shape, or form a Biden aficionado. I'm neither or. Because I understood that either way, either option, we were going to end up being fucked over. And boy, have we been fucked over. And I'm only talking about the war. And I just, did you see that pause right there? That pause, my brain went in a whole different direction thinking, okay, we have that issue with fucking Putin in Russia that he has an arrest warrant, and we have the war going on in Russia. That's cooking up. That's already heated up. It just got to boil. And when it boils, it's going to fucking suck. There's that. Then we have China fucking proclaiming Taiwan as their own, and the United States are like, the fuck it is. Taiwan is Taiwan. They're their own fucking place, and we're going to fucking help them protect them. That's what they're saying. There's that. Then apparently Australia just acquired, I don't know, some nuclear weapons or I don't know what the fuck from the United States. There's that. China doesn't like that either, because they have them right at their doorstep. So there's three conflicts right there. And all those three conflicts involve America, the United States, the US of A. Okay, so there's those. We have that. That's outside. What else is cooking up? Venezuela, Honduras, that's cooking up too. That's pretty bad too. And then the deal with fucking Mexico. What the fuck happened there? Now, they're fucking pissed at the United States because the United States wants to help them get rid of their fucking narcos and shit. But apparently people like them. Apparently people think the narcos are better than having a competent government. Apparently people prefer having criminals all around them, killing every innocent people that they come across, robbing innocent people that they come across, just because you look the part. I mean, that's what people want. I say let them fucking have that shit. I say let them burn that place to the ground and let them deal with it, whatever the fuck. We already got California, Texas, and all such places, all right? So we're not going to let those places get fucked over like they fucking letting them get fucked over. But anyways, there's that. That's a fourth conflict, right, that the U.S. is involved in. The Honduran one is it Honduran? No, Nicaragua. Nicaragua is the same shit. They're pissed at the U.S. They're becoming a socialist country. So, yeah, there's that. That's five issues I named in the last 4 minutes. Five issues. And those issues could have dire consequences. But back to the Vladimir Putin warrant. He has an arrest warrant that apparently he can't travel to 123 countries because those 123 countries are part of the Roman, I don't know what the fuck it's called. So if Vladimir Putin steps in one of those 123 countries, he will get arrested. Now, how does that work for a fucking, for a leader, a country leader? Is it the same shit as fucking, and are we going to send bounty hunters after him? Is that, that's a good question. You know who we should send? Is it the dog or whatever the fuck his name is? The old fucking dude from fucking Florida? Bumfuck out of nowhere. I don't know where the fuck is at. But that guy, we should send that guy to retract him. He seems to do a pretty good job. And yeah, there's that. I named those five things. And now let's bring it to the domestic side. Now we're at the domestic side. Now the race for the 2024 is gearing up. Now I understand, it is my understanding that in times of war, if the country has declared war against somebody, apparently there will not be any elections. Nobody's voting for nothing because it's a dire time. We're in distress. I don't know what the fuck you want to call it, but that's happening. And I feel like the Democrats are so embedded in not losing their position that they're willing to do anything. And they did anything. They were willing to do anything to lock in their fucking presidency, their whatever the fuck you want to call it. But they did whatever they could. They fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? Fuck. They conspired against Bernie. That was a good option. And then not Kamala. She's a fucking idiot. What's the other one? Tulsi Gabbard. They conspired against her to kick her out. So they're willing to do anything to stay in power. And I feel like they are pushing the buttons so that by the time the election comes, we are in a wartime. And therefore, guess what? We can't have a presidential election. Why? Because it is war times. And therefore, they will be the leaders till, I don't know, say BlackRock takes over the world. The, I don't know what the fuck country they're from, but those people seem to be rallying up. Oh, there's that. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. So many fucking issues in the world that just fucking makes me more stressed. Oh, and I haven't even gotten into the collapse, the bank collapse. It started with SVB, the Silicon Valley Bank, right? Started with that. Then it went to Signature, and then it's another bank. I think I forgot the name of the other bank, but I read it. There's that. And then apparently regular banks have now received the warning like, hey, wake up. It's coming for you. It's coming for you. And that's worrying. Now, I wonder in such a collapse, what happens to all the homes that are being purchased if the bank, that owns the loan, falls? Does that automatically make the house mine? Or is somebody going to acquire that debt? You know what? Knowing the way things work in this country, my belief is somebody will buy that debt and then this motherfucker will turn around and put it in their own regulations and whatever the fuck they do, guidelines and regulations. And that's how they'll get away with it. Like, all right, well, you know what? This is what we have. You want it or not? They're not going to give you any options. That's what I'm seeing for the future. If the bank that owns the loan that I have for this fucking house fucking falls, will I own the house or the bank will still own it? Will I ever own the house? I don't think I'll ever own the house because I still got to pay taxes yearly. But this is America. This is what we do here. We pay taxes, bitches. Don't be scared to pay your taxes. What the fuck? You pay your taxes to have the comfort that we have here in this country. That's why we pay taxes. There's no other reason why we pay taxes. Well, the other reason is to keep the politicians' pockets fat. fat. Now, another question is, if the banks collapse, and people who have all that money, obviously the banks don't have enough cash to fucking pay everybody out whatever they fucking say they have in the bank. So now, would everybody be poor? Would everybody go back to the drawing board? Or obviously some people are going to have advantage, because I'm pretty sure some people keep gold at their home, at their homes. And it's, gold seems to hold its value a lot better than anything else. Silver is pretty good too. That, we should get into that. But fuck, it's too late now. That's what I say about everything. You know what? I just spoke about all the fucking problems that are going on in the world. Everything I just spoke about right now is everything that worries me, right? Which is financial collapse, fucking war, and politics. Those three things are the fucking worst shit that you could ever worry about. Because why? Because as a human being, as a single taxpayer, as a single person, as a single human being, as a single considerate being, I can't do shit about it. And everybody does the same shit. I don't think we realize that in masses is where we do most damage to these people. All these people that take advantage of us. I see, here I go saying. But again, I'm going to say in an 100%, right? 50% is your fault, whether you're poor or whether you're struggling or not. 50% of that is your fault. Why? Because you made the decisions that you made that landed you where you are today and where you're struggling today. That's why. 25% I will give to the state of affairs of the financial system. Because money doesn't hold its value and the financial system doesn't pay adequately. Right? Adequately. Yeah. There's that. But let me back up to the 50% before I move on from that 25%. Back to the 50%. When I say it's your fault that you're in the situation that you're in today, it's because you made the decision to not become good at something so that you can capitalize on it. There's that. So that 50% falls back into, yeah, you didn't put in the work that you needed to put in to be in a better situation to have better capital. You didn't do that. So therefore, that is your fault. Whether you had the opportunity or not available to you. Now, whether you had the opportunity available to you or not, that's not an excuse. Because think about all the people, at least all the immigrants, right? Let me go here. People that were born literally in the jungle, literally. And somehow they made it up to here, to the States. And they have a better opportunity. And I've seen these people, I've met these people, that they were born with nothing, literally nothing. Not even a home, just a shack in the middle of the woods. And the woods in Central America are not like the woods here. They're a little different. They're more tropical. Over here, it's fucking cold everywhere. But people are able to live off land and live inland. Unlike here, we live in the pavement. But anyways, where was I going with that thought? That it is your fault that you are where you're at, and it is your fault that you're not making the money that you want to be making. And we find it easy to put the blame on other people. We find it so easy to put the blame in the system. We find it easy to think that the system is suppressing us. But the reality is not. Being in the States, being in the United States is such an advantage because you have the opportunity to do whatever you want. How many people have been in this country that made a life, a living in a life, living a life of a crime? they live comfortable. They've probably been to overnight jail and came back home because there was not enough proof of whatever they were doing. There's that. We also know people who have made shit ton of money stealing from the fucking system and gotten away with it. You could do that too if you figure it out. It's not easy. Nothing you decide to do is easy. The easier the shit it is, the less money you're going to make with it. In it. Is it? What about copywriters? Copywriting is easy. I just don't know how the fuck to do it. And see, it's complicated because I don't know how to do it. Again, the more complicated the task that you decide to embark on, the more profitable it will be. It will be. The more profitable it will be. That's the right word. I can't even put my words together. But yeah, it is worrying. It is worrisome. And then I was talking about TikTok being banned, right? Where did I go? Oh, I was saying that TikTok is getting banned because this is a whole different subject now. But TikTok is, I think, and this is a hard belief that I have. I know the Instagram, Facebook, Meta. Let's just say Meta. Jesus Christ. Meta. I know that they're losing most of the ad revenue money. And losing money is not good for business. And what do all these politicians and all these CEOs and all the fucking corporations do when they want something passed? Well, what have I said in the past? Let's fucking fatten the pockets of the politicians. So that way they do what we need them to do. Because look, what did Meta just do? They're about to fucking ban TikTok. They're about to ban TikTok. Simple fact, because they say it's a Chinese company that's meddling in our society. But I think about this. In a way, I think it's okay to ban TikTok. I don't want it banned. Don't get me wrong. But it's okay to get it banned because, think about this. China doesn't even allow TikTok in their country. That's a good, But maybe they didn't allow it because they know there's back doors in there and they know that anybody could figure it out, and then they just get in through those back doors and then they'll be in China. That's probably why they didn't do it. And another thing about the Roman thing that I was talking about. 123 countries Putin can travel to. And one of those 100 and one of those other countries that he could travel to, surprisingly, is the United States of America. Just so you know. We don't adhere by no fucking Roman laws. What the fuck? But the rest of the world should. That's exactly how we view things in this country. But it is crazy. But again, going back to TikTok, they are banning it because it's taking all their money. They're losing money. They're not making the amount of money that they were making. And now with all the new terms and conditions that Meta fucking threw out, apparently they're not going to be paying anything for being a content creator no more. Now what? I said it before and I will say it again. Anytime I decide to do fucking something and I start getting okay at it, I start to learn the ropes, that shit always disperses. And I said it before and I will say it again. So it's recorded again and again and again and again. And hopefully in the future when we become good at this, people can go back and say, this motherfucker was saying it since the beginning. As soon as I get my shit together, the world is going to end. And I got my shit together. And we're at the end of the world. How frustrating is that? Anything I ever chosen to do, anything I've ever wanted to learn to do, comes to an end. I decided I was going to start podcasting because it's the way I can meet other content creators, personal, in person to person, right? There was that. What happened after I started? The fucking pandemic. Everything's in lockdown. Nobody can do nothing. Go home. Shut the fuck up. Do your thing. I made a YouTube video about an episode of what the fuck was going on. What does YouTube do? Take my video down. Over. Started a new thing. Boom. Over. I kept going. We're here. We're still here, right? I keep going. And the further I go into it, the more it feels like it's about to end. Not just making money online. No, no, no. The whole fucking shit feels like it's about to end because of all the world problems that are happening right now. That's what's frustrating. But again, I can't sit here and wallop and fucking cry about it. I can't. I just got to keep going. Because the way I'm seeing it is, whether it is the end or not, I'm still going to keep doing it because I feel that if it doesn't end, I will have an upper hand on top of everybody that decided to not keep going with their fucking shit. There is that. That's what worried me. But yeah, there was that. I mean, it's confusing to know. It's confusing to understand what the fuck's going on. I really don't fucking know. I really don't understand. All I'm doing it now is I'm just going day by day. And it's not easy. It's not easy. Because you have, especially if you have kids. If you have kids, you're thinking of, what the fuck are we leaving for them? What the fuck are we leaving for them? And it's something our parents didn't fucking ask themselves that. What the fuck are we leaving for them? Our parents didn't even fucking ask that question. Why? Because our parents were fucking boomers. They didn't give a fuck. Because why? Because they lived their best life they ever could. There is that. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what I'm saying. I'm just throwing that thought out there. But anyways, the world is a scary place. People love compassion. People love being compassionate. I guess not everybody. No, people don't like being compassionate. People only like having people be compassionate to them, but people don't like being compassionate. So I came across this video fucking a couple days ago. I kind of saved it. That's what I was looking for right now. I came across this video where the guys are like, oh, this is why the world has no hope, because humans are so cruel. So much cruelty in the world. And he goes on and shows a video of a fish that I don't know how they kept it alive, but the fish is fucking alive. The fish is alive, and I don't understand how, but let me see if I can get the video to you. Let me see. I gotta delete the song though. I can't put the song because fucking TikTok. Oh, nah, never mind. I'm not gonna do that. Anyways, but the video shows I don't know how they kept the body of the fish has oil all over and it's boiling, but the head of the fish is still alive, and it's just like, oh, you know, just fucking trying to gasp for water, I guess, because they don't breathe air. Trying to gasp for water. So the fish is gasping for water while being boiled with oil alive. And the guy goes on to say that a world has no hope because people are cruel. Bro, we're animals. I understand what you're saying. I understand you want people to be compassionate to other things to end world suffering. I understand that. But are we telling wild dogs that? Are we telling hyenas that? Are we telling lions that? Are we telling gorillas that? Are we telling fucking chimpanzees that? Are we telling monkeys that? Are we telling any of these animals the same shit that we're asking for? We live in a world that life eats life. So when people, when I say people, I mean fucking vegans, when they come out and say, oh, fucking eat your veggies and plants. No! The fuck up. I want fucking meat in my food. I want chicken. I don't want fish. Fish is disgusting to me. I don't like fish. But I want meat. The fish can be safe. I love fishing, don't get me wrong, because it makes me feel like a fucking hunter. It makes me feel like a dude from, I don't know, from ye old times. Anyways. But yeah, I understand what his video was about, but I also had to respond. I had to, bro, let me show you what the wild is. They're not fucking compassionate about nothing. So seeing a fish half alive, it's repulsive to me. I find it fucking repulsive to see this fucking fish fucking, but not because of what's happening to the fish, but rather because I fucking hate fish. I don't like fucking fillet. I don't like no fucking fish. I just love fishing. That's it. And not catch and release, because my family eats fish, except for me. Every time my wife cooks fish, I have to come smack around. Hey, hey, don't give me that shit. No, I don't do that. But yeah. So, but I do understand what he's saying. He wants to end world suffering, because world suffers, I guess. Not I guess, but yeah. And then there's another video. This is the last thing I'm going to talk about, because this is another video that I came across where apparently these people grab the coffee creamer. Yeah, the powder one, right? The powder coffee creamer. They grab it and they pour it on the floor and they light it a lighter. And it lights up on fire. Like, whoa, what the fuck? This is what we're putting in our body? This is why the world is going to come to an end, because you people are fucking idiots. Fucking coffee creamer is powder, dry. What happens when you fucking light up something dry? Oh, no, I don't know. Maybe it catches on fire. Dumb fucks. So this goes, oh, this is what you're putting in your body. And I agree with you. This is the shit that you're putting. I don't even like fucking creamer in my coffee. I like black coffee, straight black. A long black, right? That's what I like. Coffee, dark coffee, no fucking creamer. Now, what the fuck am I? Oh, let me have my latte with fucking creamer. But I do have a latte with creamer sometimes. But this is not what we're saying here. I'm talking about this goddamn video where this fucking guy is like, oh, look, this is what you guys are putting in your body. It catches on fire. Well, no shit, Sherlock. It's fucking dry. Do you not understand how fucking fire and fuel and fucking dry things work? Go try to light up a fucking dry tree out there. It'll fucking light up. That's what dry is. It just fucking catches on fire. It doesn't necessarily mean it's bad, but obviously that creamer is bad for you. But don't come here and pretend that it catches on fire because it's bad for you. No, it catches on fire because it's dry. God damn it. It's frustrating to see how stupid some people are. Now, I know I'm not the smartest fellow in the world. I know that. I know that for a fact. I'm not the smartest dude in the world. But I understand things. I understand how some things are. I understand that if something is dry, it'll catch on fire if you light it up. I don't know. I understand that. And people seem to be amazed. Oh, shit. Look at this dry thing. It caught on fire. Oh, my God. We shouldn't be eating this. If you dry up some fucking chicken or some meat, it will catch on fire. You ever let fucking meat on the fucking grill way too long? Guess what? It catches fire because it dried up over the heat. Simple. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4. 4 + 4 = 8. Should I go on? I mean, you guys, this is frustrating. It's frustrating when people don't fucking know the rules of how shit should work. No shit, Sherlock. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to me complain about the worries of the world. And thank you for listening to Our Two Cents with your host, I, Oscar. Enjoy the rest of your week and have a lovely time. Deuces.